Sunflower harvest is upon us. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with John Sambakken, who is the Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association. And good morning, John. Thanks for joining us here today on WNAX.
Well, thank you very much for your program today.
Yeah, well, the harvest season, you know, is upon us. But I guess first, let's just get a little quick update on your crop progress and just some of the condition that you've been seeing across our Midwestern area.
Well, you know, overall, the crop looks really good right now. I mean, most of it's rated in that good to excellent category by USDA. You know, there's been a little bit of disease in certain places because obviously we've had a lot of rain here in a lot of the region and usually you have things like that. But overall, I would say that, you know, the yield is going to be great this year and, you know, producers are going to be pretty happy that they planted sunflower.
You know, like I mentioned, harvest is approaching. So I guess any tips, any PSAs as harvest season comes about or anything we should keep in mind?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, the market right now is kind of transitioning from the old market year to the new. Our market year is October 1 to September 30th. So, you know, if you don't have, you know, what most producers have done, though, they've contracted a portion of their crop, and obviously you're going to deliver that. But, you know, if you look back at some of the, you know, the deferred contracts, there's some upside to storing the crop if you can. And so it's something to keep in mind unless, you know, you're lacking storage. But if it's an option, there might be something, an opportunity down the road to sell at a little bit higher price.
Gotcha. And, you know, what are some of the prices looking like right now?
Well, you know, right now at the crush plants, you know, the nearby price is about $23.50 to $25. Obviously, you can see a little bit of a drop-off in harvest because there's a lot of deliveries, and that's right around that $21.50, $22 a hundredweight. But something really exciting is we're already out with 2026 new crop contracts, and they're out at $23 cash. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting to be out this early and just shows that, you know, the industry wants to maintain that momentum we've gotten in acres this year.
Mm-hmm. And I think I read on, I think your highlight sheet that you send out that, you know, sunflowers is one of the only oil seed that pays a premium for oil. So does most of this crop across like our Midwestern area go into oil or go to crush after harvest or how does that work?
Well, you know, if it's an oil-type variety, it's either going to go into the crush market or into bird food. But normally, with the oil premium, we are the only crop that does pay a premium for oil content. And normally what happens at the bird food facilities, they know that they have to compete with this with the crush plant. So they normally add in a little bit of a higher price to account for that. But, you know, when you look at the new crop price at $23 for next year, and most producers are around that 45% oil content, that's about a 10% premium. So really, you're looking at over $25. You know, per hundredweight, and that's a pretty attractive price.
Absolutely. And are there any foreign markets that you're watching?
Well, you know, we're always keeping track of what's going on in our overseas markets, especially in Canada. That's one of our key markets. And good news on that end is that last month they did drop the tariff that they had put in place on sunflower oil. And so that makes us a little bit more competitive and gives us some more opportunities there.
You know, you were talking about next year's prices a little bit, and I know we haven't even gotten this year's crop out of the field yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, are sunflowers usually used in a rotation with other crops? Or I guess for next year, if somebody may be thinking about planting something, what are some of the benefits of maybe planting them?
Well, you know, it definitely is. It's a rotational crop. We usually suggest at least a 3 to 4 year rotation, you know, between fields on sunflower. And one of the nice things about sunflower is that, you know, it's a real scavenger for nutrients, really deep taproot. And so what that does, it'll go down and pick up that fertilizer that some of the shallow rooted crops can't get to. And also breaks up hardpan, you know, some fields that have compaction. You know, sunflowers are very good for mellowing out that soil and overall just making more healthy situation.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.